Yes, your attention one moment. You can see the river is from here in 200 meters. It's coming from the Andes to the sea, from east to west. Okay, look, beside the river, in one side, left and right, are the fields. This field is higher, you know? No, lower, lower and lower. This is the system. Over there is a reservoir to one of the filtration galleries, also called aqueducts. When the reservoir is full with water, you know, the water is coming just over the surface by this trench. You see? The trench goes to that field down there to supply the lower fields. Instead, this one is higher. These fields and the rest use the water to the another system, another aqueduct, another filtration gallery that is located in nearly 2.5 kilometers. You know? All the aqueduct that we go to see, I will show you, is used just to the lower fields, okay? All right, follow me. Number one, the reservoir is here, but you see all new, okay? With concrete, with cement. It's because about 40 years ago, the owner to this area, even inside was the big house, now it's hotel, they decide to fix this this special work, because before it is very very important. Everybody call about it is aqueduct. Aqueduct means just waterway. Aqueduct. By they thought, okay, it's better to put not all these stones with concrete. It's better. You see over there the trench is just stones, no boulder over boulder without mortar, because my friends, indeed it is not an aqueduct. It is due to the engineer, it is like a filtration galleries or drain system, because the underground water is coming always, for example, on the walls there, the stones, no, boulder over boulder without mortar, filtrate by the walls. It's coming from the mountains, coming down and cross, filtrate. With concrete, no more filtration, you know? That's the reason about the engineer stopped this man when start to fix this reservoir. This man wants to fix the rest of the trenches, you know, with concrete, and explain about this is not an aqueduct, it's just the drain system of filtration galleries. But do you know now about one door, two doors, you know, the water is going by these two ways to down there, to supply down there. Okay, now we go to the next one. The filtration galleries are divided in three. Number one is the underground channel. The underground channel here is 400 meters. 400 meters underground, and then open trench, 100 meters, finishing in the reservoir. Because from the reservoir, yeah, you see the water is going to the fields, okay? And looks the walls, just boulders from the riverbed. That this is closed down here, one over another one without mortar to get the filtrations from the walls, you know, by the holes where it comes. That's the reason it is not an aqueduct, because every meter, you know, water is coming and water, wow, coming out. This is very clear, even have a small fishes down there, because it's drinkable water. All Nazca drink the water from underground. We use aqueducts or filtration galleries and water wells to drink and to supply the fields. Because do you know about the water in Nazca by the river is just about 1 month, sometimes 2 months, sometimes 2 weeks. And a good year could be about 3 months permanent, but no more. And look now, in the underground channel, you can see the roof is a flat rock, it's no boulder. Along the way, you can see more about these flat rocks and them very hard wood that belong to the guarango tree. Like the same wood I use as a roof on the cemetery. As you can see, my friends, we are just in the open trench. Not too much water, because the reservoir, the doors in the reservoirs are open. Water is still going, still supplying the lower fields. I will show you, if you want to take photo here to the open trench, because I will show you later the different windows that are located along the underground channel. 400 meters underground have a 21 windows. I will show you about 8, the best. Okay? Is this allowed to people to get inside, to get the water to cook and drink, or to get inside to clean this system, because every 2 years the small guys go inside, you know, through the channel to clean, to repair and all. Due to the maintenance, the aqueducts are still using even today by the farmers. It is free, my friends. Used to this is free. Have just a one association. They always encourage to control and clean because the water is free. Go with it. That's the thing with the fish. Sometimes you see fishes, little ones.
Schoon, hè?
This hall we call windows. Perhaps being wells before. You can see. Allow the people to get inside, to clean and all. Even perhaps in the first time when the Nazcas came to check the water, you know, they have another system. They detect the water inside, making a water well. The Gaudi well, this, because I explained to you about in 400 meters there are 21. When the 21 being already, later they connect from every hole, from the deepest to another one. This is working like the artisanal gold miners. Make a tunnel and then put in the stones on the walls and then fit the roof. That's the reason about perhaps the wells or windows made first. And later this kind of windows be used for everything, I explained to you, even to check about the water is too much or not. In summertime, the rivers bring a lot of water, rains too much on the highland, and all this underground water is coming from the rains on the Andes, you know that. You know, the water table is coming up, that's the reason the filtration is coming even by the upper stones. And we avoid. If we see about the water is too much, water is coming up. That means about somebody need to keep the doors in the reservoir open. But the water always can going down, you know? This is how they use. In December, not too much water, or November is better time, is the time that the people get inside to clean, you know, cutting plants, repairing, because due to the earthquakes, normally not many tremors in earthquake here, and they repair all about that. This entrance was bigger, because even here, being more stones, you know, be damaged by the time. But I will show you the second one. This is well preserved because here the population restored. Like this, you sit here, okay, and then you fix, like this,
cold.
Not cold, no cold, this is warm, look, this is wood, Warangu wood, this is rocks, even from the bottom to the roof is about 90 centimeters, sometimes 1 meter, and when you are coming here, you will feel about warm. Now, you turn to see, to touch. All right. I pass.
Ja,
hey. Yes.
Nou, ik ben het maar hoor. Je gaat fotograferen.
You feel the warm now, down there. It is, in the morning it's very cold outside, but inside it is even warm.
Oh. Ja. Het is echt warm.
Wat ben je aan het doen?
Water.
Het is echt warm water.
Ja, warm.
Nou even blij kijken.
Hoezo?
En die andere keek echt heel dom. How come it's warm? Why is it warm water?
This is perhaps have any filtration with the spring water there, no, with the hot water down there perhaps. Because looks completely in the morning, you know, very, very cold, and this is keeping all this warm. Or perhaps because the sun during the day, you know, getting inside, yeah, heat the water. This is the.
It's. If you need it.
By the way, with the time, looks later, this is not warm. Eh? Need to be tepid and later, about 3-4 p.m. fresh. But never is cold. Never is cold.
Toch wel een beetje vanuit hier een
kleinere stop.
Ja.
Sorry. Ja.
Wacht, ik ben er nog niet.
And remember you about this is 400 years after Christ, hè?
Ze komt te zien.
Ja.
Ja.
Bijna.
Ja, bijna.
Ja. Ja.
Maar het voelt hier al helemaal
warm. Ja, het is echt warm.
Ik geloof het ook wel.
En visjes.
En visjes.
Ja,
zit zo ook. Zit ik. Ga je? Ja, ik. Oké.
My friend, it's just not one. There are about 50 filtration galleries. Just in one river, about 11, you know? It's a river here. One, two, three, like this. System. I said no windows, yes? A complete systems, eh?
Yeah.
About 50. This one I explained to you is used to supply the lower fields.
Oh, no,
from here to the
photo.
East, there are more.
Okay.
About, no? They know brought water by different ways. Two fountains feed one. It is just in this filtration gallery. The next one, in 2.5 kilometers, it is longer. It's 700 meters long, have a 200 meter open trench, 500 meter underground, and there are two branches that help with more water, feed the main system. It is amazing, eh? It is hydraulic engineer in the old time.
Yeah.
That's the reason about part of the Nazca lines that we studied by the engineer David Johnson, North American professor. He took a satellite photograph to know how the water is coming to Nazca. And the satellite explained, no, showing about the underground rivers, how from the Andes many water comes underground. For example, rains too much over there, water accumulate within the mountains, and then come down, you know, the first kilometers over the surface. Later disappear, and most comes by the foothills and underground too, you know. And this is it's funny, but even this man made little astonished, little crazy, because they knew later about many Nazca lines that are on the flat area, been pointing water sources on the mountains and waterways, you know, perhaps playing about. This area before bee fields, you know, when they just as hard soil, have any lines coming to here too, you know, and show about that the water is underground. It is not a theory, because that study to David Johnson is about 15% to the straight lines and trapezoid that are pointing water sources and waterways. Nobody knows how they knew that. Or they use this kind of, nowadays, you know, these guys that are working with two devices,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Perhaps it's to know about the water is coming underground. And look, it is just one system, there are many. Go to the next.
Maar ja, 80 volt van 5 volt niet naar, hè?
Precies. Blijf ja. Allemaal. Leuke theorieën en gissen en ja.
This area we call the middle land in Nazca, because from the mountains to the sea, following the river, is about 140 kilometers, you know. Rains always in about, from here, about 90 kilometers, about 80 kilometers away. That means about the fields in Nazca along the rivers to work are no more than 70 kilometers, 80 kilometers, okay? For example, the Nazca Spheres, they be living in the lower lands, you know, nearly close to the sea, about from the sea, about 15 until 35 kilometers away, believe in the Nazca people. Later, the middle land, another 35 kilometers, lack of water, nobody live in this area. That's the reason Caguachi Ceremonial Center for Nazca and many old towns that been covered by the landslide because 350 years after Christ rains too much in this area. And all the rivers with water, with the landslide, cover the very old towns, even the ceremonial center. And the archaeologists explain about perhaps that is the reason that this kind of mega niño, he called, killed too much people. And the people that be living in the lower places, they've been afraid, you know? Just few keep living there, and most move to use the middle land of Nazca. This land that we know about is no water, you know? But the water is underground. Look this one. Look my arm, okay? Imagine you, this is the mountain, no? Rains too much. I said about water is coming to here, filtrate. And this 35 kilometers is no water because the water is coming underground. And precisely here, this area, the water from underground is over the surface. And Nazca be living in this area, you know? When they moved to live here, they knew too about water is underground. That's the reason, yeah, the middle place of Nazca is full with aqueducts. And yeah, the aqueducts or filtration galleries are located along four rivers, not the eight, four. The rivers that are completely dry. The rivers that bring not too much water because going to Ingenio after the Nazca lines and Palpa, the rivers bring a little more water than the rivers in this area. Okay?